It's time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime, located right in the middle of the country. You can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198. 800-497-7198. If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your 3-day, 2-night package plus 4 free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Alrighty then, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. My name is Rick Tittle, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Wherever you might happen to be listening, you're doing a great job. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, thank you for keeping us and our allies safe. And everybody else on all these sports networks, this is the only hour all week where I get to talk about just video games. And not just sports video games, but all video games. And I'm a gamer like you. I don't know how to make them. But I do judge games on one criterion, and that is it fun? All the other hype, who cares? If it's fun, we'll play it, right? All formats, we can get into consoles, handheld, PC, arcade. And you can decide by the toll-free line to call me up. It's 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Questions, comments, or concerns in the video game world, would love to hear from you as we are all over this great land of ours into Mexico and Canada as well. Wherever you are, we'd love to hear from you. Once again, don't write it down, dial it up, 1-800-878-7529. We also will get into the new releases this week, what's good, what's bad, what's ugly. I'll give a brand new game away at 40 after the hour, as I always do. And the way you win that is you just email me, rick@sportsbyline.com. The second correct answer, we stream through sportsbyline.com. We stream through sbnationlive.com. And we are on Sirius XM 211. The Dan Patrick Channel, great to be on Sirius XM, and CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel tune your cable provider. We're on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app as well. We'll also have the cheat code reveal at the end of the show. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. But we're going to take a break and start it off, and we're going to have an interview. We're going to interview somebody from the video game industry, as I am wont to do sometimes. So once again, we got less than an hour. We'll get to the interview coming up next, and then your calls. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
You want Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's gets it. We check the calendar, and Christmas is coming early. $99 is all you need to grab your favorite select 7-foot pre-lit artificial Christmas tree for the holiday season. And don't sweat what gifts to get Dad, because we've got up to 40% off select tools and accessories. That's how Lowe's celebrates Black Friday early. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
At Bank of America, we asked our teammates, what makes this company a great place to work?
There's very little that you can't accomplish working for Bank of America.
If you prove yourself, you can try over in a totally new way.
You can learn so much here. You're the owner of your career.
See how our teammates are growing in their careers at bankofamerica.com/great place to work. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. And it's our pleasure to welcome to the show Chris Stone from Void Interactive. And he is here to talk about his brand new hit video game called Ready or Not, which is available on Steam. You can play it on your PC, also the PS5 and the Xbox Series X and S. Chris, welcome to the show. I know that you guys did some stuff with the old Seahawks DBs, the Legion of Boom. What was that all about?
Hey, Rick. Yeah, man. Pleasure to be here. We certainly did. It was, man, it was crazy. We did a really, really cool event with the Legion of Boom. You know, those guys, such an impressive defensive team. And look, I'm a Niners fan, and I don't want to admit it, but man, they are just an unbelievable team that were just so dominant the way they work together. And, you know, we saw a really, really cool opportunity looking at them and then thinking about Ready or Not, where there's some really, really cool parallels there. You know, I don't know how familiar you are with Ready or Not, but, you know, we're a tactical SWAT shooter, and we feature these elite operatives working together under this crazy intense pressure. And, you know, it's really not super dissimilar from the pressure that they felt. I mean, obviously, life and death is a different story, but... you know, we thought it was a really, really cool opportunity to see their take on how they would work together in the same way a SWAT team might.
I've done some video game events in the past 20 years with professional athletes, and I'm always surprised that most of them ain't that good, but then there's one guy who's like like an esports level, really good. So between Sherman and Chancellor and Averill, Thurman, Bennett, those guys, who was the one that you're like, damn, this guy's pretty good?
You know what? Like, I was actually pretty impressed. You know, so Ready or Not, the way you play Ready or Not is very different from any other shooter that's out there. You know, it's very heavily based on rules and engagement. It's not a running around, killing to win sort of game, right? You have to be very, very tactical and very, you know, slow moving and really make good decisions and communicate with your team. I don't know that there was one guy that really did that. Now, Cam, he just kind of becomes the leader, I feel like, no matter what. But, you know, those guys all, they showed some skill. I'm not going to lie. They might have been as good as I am, which is pretty impressive. And I think it kind of speaks to the way that they communicate and maybe their familiarity and their sort of strategy that they take in everything they do, you know, whether on the field or in a game. It was pretty impressive, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I played it on the PS5, and you go through that training, and the one thing that, you know, it's like, put the camera under the door, and I'm like, what? And I'm like, oh, they have those things? You know, it's like, it's kind of an education, too, with the equipment they use.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, we're a very, very grounded game. You know, it's all based on reality. You know, it's based on real events that take place in the cities and the streets here in the States. It's not a pretend game with pretend technology and some pretend war and some made up country or something like that. It's all very legitimate, and you know, everything we do, we try to own in its grounded nature, right down to even the impact of the events that take place in the game. You know, we have an expression that we like to use for Ready or Not and the kind of feeling that you get when you're playing, and it's we call it the weight of the badge, and we kind of we aim that back at maybe the feeling that an actual SWAT operative might have after going through some of these experiences, and we really want the player to have that same sort of vibe when they're done. We want you to put the controller down and really think about the stuff that you just went through. Yeah, and in the game, you know, we echo that with all sorts of interesting sort of systems. You know, you can actually have some of your operatives pulled out and put into therapy for PTSD because of the things that they experience in the game. And so we really want the player to feel that. So, yeah, like you said, you know, the technology obviously is very grounded and realistic, but so is the experience in general. It's very, very different from any other shooter that's out there.
Yes, it's you talk about the tactical part, and it's not the thing where you're going to bum rush, you know, and you're giving commands, breach this door, throw a flashbang in here, on me, cuff this guy, and, you know, Los Sueños, which is, it's L.A. And I was playing one level, this barrio level, like at sunset. The lighting was really good,
yeah.
And going through each house and all the junk they had, and it was so dirty and filthy, and you never knew when you turned a corner when somebody was going to shoot at you. And as I said, it's not super fast, and so I think that's where the tension, it builds, because it was creeping me out, which meant that it was pretty realistic.
Yeah, well, you hit the nail on the head there, Rick. I mean, when you said it creeps you out, it's funny, there are people that will play Ready or Not, and even though we're, you know, we try to be the quintessential tactical shooter, but in some conversations we are considered a horror game too. But like real life horror, right? You don't know where the meth head with the knife is gonna come from, right? I mean, that's kind of a crazy thing to say, but this is the stuff that these guys deal with on a day to day basis. And so if you felt that, then that's exactly the experience that we are trying to have people understand. I mean, SWAT is they are the protectors of society, right? And we want you to feel that way in the same way that we want you to feel the impact that they feel, and how every decision that you make, you know, it might haunt you. And then, you know, you're having to kind of live with those thoughts, live with the choices you make. You know, and really feel that darkness that you implied you felt. So I'm actually really happy to hear that that's what you took away from the game, because that's definitely the goal, for sure. Pretty dark, man.
Very cool. It's time for one more question. I have the digital deluxe edition, so obviously the full game, but you get the Home Invasion, uh-huh, Dark Waters, DLC, Mission Pass, and Triple Weapon Pack. And usually we have found a deluxe edition with all the extra DLC could run you like $100. $69.99, pretty good deal there.
Yeah, man. You know, we feel very strongly about giving massive value for everything that we create and we do in the game. You know, we are not out to pinch everybody for every penny. You know, right down to the point that, you know, if you own the deluxe edition, you might have a buddy who doesn't, but he can still jump in and play all those DLC maps with you. He doesn't need to go buy the deluxe edition too. Mm. So only one person in the party needs to have it, and that's pretty unusual. You know, we're not out there trying to bleed people for gun packs and all this other stuff. Like, we want to give you value for your money. We want people to feel really good about what they have. And I'm glad to hear you say that, man. I mean, in a day when games just get more expensive to make and more expensive for all of us to purchase, that's 100% our goal. We want people to get good value for their money and just really enjoy the game so much. So I'm really happy to hear that, Rick.
By the way, how often does Void make you go to Ireland?
You know what? We are actually an Irish-based company.
Yeah.
So I have not had to get out there yet. I've only been part of Void for about a year and a half, leading the studio kind of in the charge to get the game out on console. You know, after getting on console, we've got almost 14 million players now, which is pretty nuts for a game that started as an indie. But we do have a good part of our team out there in Ireland. Our CFO is based in Ireland, and I'm planning on finding my way out there ASAP because I hear they've got some really good beer, and I'm always game to go anywhere that's got great beer.
No doubt about it. Everybody, check it out. I played it. You'll have fun. Ready or Not on Steam for Windows, PS5, Xbox Series X and S. This is all on the Unreal Engine 5. It's good stuff. And from Void Entertainment, we've been speaking with Chris Stone. Chris, thanks for your time, man, and let's catch up down the road.
Let's do it, man. Maybe we share a beer in Ireland one day soon.
That sounds good to me. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a break. We will come on back on Sports Byline USA.
Hey, vacation lovers, it's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from The Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A. Las Vegas, B. Orlando, C. New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Lines are open now. Nice to talk to Mr. Stone there. Lines are available at 1-800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529. Coming up in the next segment, I'll give away a brand new game. We'll also get to the new releases this week. You know, with Halloween now wrapped up, I was thinking about how we never really got a good Michael Myers game. And I watched Halloween again. You know, it's funny because I recently had to get Tubi to watch something. And I thought, oh, man, it's free, but I got to sit through commercials. And then I found out that it was a free ad for Tubi. Had tons and tons of movies from like the 70s that nobody else had. And I actually kind of like Tubi if you can stand sitting through the commercials. Then again, like Peacock and Amazon, and they make you through. I think Netflix is the only one left that doesn't make you sit through a commercial. I guess HBO Max, but they do like a, it's like a preview that you can skip. Anyway, I wanted to watch Halloween on Halloween. It's one of my favorite movies all time. And, you know, top three horror movie all time. I won't discuss it if you don't think it's in the top three. And it was $3.99 to get rented everywhere, except on Plex. I had no idea what that is. Plex is just exactly like Tubi. It's free, but with commercials, so I watched it on that. But I was thinking about how, you know, when it comes to horror movies, I don't know if you remember the old TurboGrafx-16. I actually had one of those. And the reason I picked it up, I got it late, cheap, and there was a game called Splatterhouse. And it was a dude with a Jason mask, the hockey mask, the Jim Craig-style one from the 70s. And the protagonist was not called Jason. He was called Rick. And if you don't know, that's my name. I'm Rick. And so I thought that was 90% cool and 10% kind of creepy. But I bring this all up because, you know, this movie came out in 1978. And for nearly 50 years, we've been waiting for a cool video game from this. So now a developer called Illphonic was talking up a Halloween game, The Night He Came Home Reimagined, you know, and players will get to inhibit what they say critical moments referenced not seen in the first Halloween, such as Michael Myers' escape from Smith's Grove Sanitarium. And of course, remember the nurse, they're pulling up in the station wagon and Donald Pleasance, and everyone's just kind of wandering around. She goes, since when do they wander around? And then even though Michael Myers hadn't been in a car since he was 8 years old, he
was driving a station wagon just fine. And then also there's moments at Phelps Garage, because remember that was the sort of, what do you call it, the onesie outfit. Then he killed the guy in the truck and took his outfit from Phelps Garage. So Ilphonic says they want these moments to function as supplemental material that will build into whole new scenes that'll introduce what they call the heroes of Haddonfield. The movie was based in Haddonfield, Illinois, which is not a real town. And I found out years later that it was filmed in Pasadena. So it's funny, for a good, I don't know, 20 years, at least, I thought, oh, Illinois. It's like, no, it's down in SoCal. So they're going to try Ilphonic to make a single-player mode that they say is a commitment to delivering a compelling and authentic offering that matches the meticulous cadence of the original film. There will also be a narration from Dr. Loomis, that was Donald Pleasance, and they said that there will be fresh twists in the game as well. So playing as Michael Myers sounds pretty fun, but here's here's the bad news. It's releasing September 8th. You might say, Rick, we're in November, and you're right, we are in November. September 8th, 2026. It'll be on PS5, Xbox Series X, and S, and PC. So not unlike a lot of games, we hear about it early. And Ilphonic did put a little bit of a reveal online as well, which you can look at. And I'm looking forward to that. Now, this sort of leads into the next story, and that is YouTube. A couple days ago, is about to make life a lot trickier for people who wants to stream violent video game content on the platform. Some people say that they're declaring war on it, and they're talking about not just GTA games, but Counter-Strike, Overwatch. And YouTube has been passing up a lot of other platforms, and it has earned about $10 billion in the second quarter of this year. Once again, YouTube has made about $10 billion. I actually remember when YouTube started about 20 years ago here in the Bay Area, and I knew one of the four people that would review things before they would upload it. Can you believe that? It started off, four people would say, can I upload this? Yeah, okay. And I wish I could say on the radio some of the things that they did not let up. But starting November 17th, YouTube is going to roll out very strict age restrictions on video game entries that feature graphic violence, especially in scenes involving what they say realistic human characters or focus on torture and mass violence against civilians. So these new rules will block signed out users and anyone under 18 from accessing the content, which is a pretty major shift. So a spokesperson for YouTube, and I wanted to say this has got to be a fake name, but with a name like Rick Tittle, I shouldn't be throwing rocks at glass houses. The person's name is Boot Bullwinkle. Boot Bullwinkle said certain content may be age restricted if it's non-fleeting or zoomed in, and clarified that game creators can choose to play the mission to avoid content that would lead to an age restriction. In other words, if creators want to keep their audiences young, they need to obscure the graphic content. So I would think blurring, zooming out, sometimes, like, you know, they'll do the little digital blocks over a body part or something. And this didn't really come out of nowhere, because YouTube has previously allowed uploads that contained like dramatized or fictional violence if it wasn't real. But now the policy is going to zoom in on realism. And they say the closer your video characters look to real humans, the more direct the cameras focus on the violence, the more likely that the content will be age locked. So the good news is they're not banning it. They're just keeping it from kids. And you know what? I have no problem with that whatsoever. I don't think this is a, like a lot of things are, I don't think this is a violation of our free speech or anything. I have no problem making sure that, you know, a 9-year-old does not watch Clockwork Orange. Clockwork Orange, I think, is a masterpiece. I love that movie. But I don't think a 9-year-old should watch something that twisted. There are things for adults. Just adults. And there's also this fine new print that explicitly covers story-driven missions like Call of Duty's notorious No Russian. The implication being that if your in-game violence gets too real, you might remember the airport scene shooting everybody up. So Bullwinkle said, he told The Verge, quote, YouTube's policies are designed to adapt to the evolving digital world, and these updates reflect our ongoing commitment to protect younger users and foster a responsible platform. So now the other question is, how do you police this if you really want to like lock people out on age restrictions? Because as you know, if you go online to not just like R or M content of a movie trailer or maybe just a website for booze or beer, it'll be like, wait, how old are you? And you enter your birthday and you can say you were born in World War I and they're like, oh, okay, you're cool. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. All right. We'll take a quick break. When we come on back, I will give away a brand new game and talk about some of the new releases, some more video game questions, comments, or concerns from you as well at 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. Get on back now on the Video Game Review.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us. Coast to Coast, Sports Byline USA, SB Nation, Sirius XM 211, however you're getting us. It's great to have you with us. And it's time to give away a brand new game. The game is called Kingdoms of the Dump. Yeah, that's right. It's for the Mac, the PC, and Linux. I have it here for the PC. This game is developed by Dream Sloth Games and published by Roach Games. It is brand new this week. Here's the blurb. Kingdoms of the Dump is an SNES-styled RPG set in a fantasy world of garbage, dreamed up by two full-time janitors. Join Dustin Binsley. That's pretty good. Dustin Binsley. The Trash Can Knight, as he travels across the 5.5 kingdoms of the dump, fight fearsome, filthy foes, brave dangerous, dank dungeons, and take on the totally disgusting, toxic Gremlin army to save the dump from all-out war. And yes, you are a garbage can when you play as Dustin Binsley. I'm already in with the funny little puns and such things. Here's how you win it. Be the second correct answer to my email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. Kingdoms of the Dump. Is this game about a dump, or is this game about cupcakes? Just let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer. Win Kingdoms of the Dump from Dream Sloth Games, developer, and published by Roach Games, too. All right. We will get to the new releases this segment. But this week is pretty big. If you have been waiting for Europa Universalis 5, because it is out this week. And this is a grand strategy game that has been in developed by Paradox Tinto. That's a division of Paradox Interactive. This is all from Sweden. And this game was announced by Paradox in 2020. And they called it Project Caesar. That was the placeholder. And it's the sequel to Europa Universalis 4, which was out in 2013. And so we got Project Caesar in 2020. And then in the spring of this year, we heard it's called Europa Universalis and it'll be ready in November. And brand new, it's for Windows, it's a PC game. And this is, if you've ever played it, and maybe a lot of you haven't heard of this series, but what they're doing now is that the game is going to have a lot of automated elements from its own AI that will take care of some of the more mundane and routine tasks of empire building. And it will let you focus on mechanics like trade and politics and military excursions. And this game is so huge. And it's if you've ever wanted to just dive into a game and account for every single person on the planet, which they have done, I know, it's a little bit crazy. And the way you can come in, you sort of Google Earth style, come on in, and you, I mean, it's unbelievable. I was looking at some of the palettes and the branches and the trees of the dashboards and how things go. The economy management is always very huge, but this is going to be basically a depiction of the Holy Roman Empire, which, of course, Voltaire said is not Holy Roman or Empire, or Linda Richman on Coffee Talk as well. But if you think about all the different duchies and fiefdoms and kingdoms, and this game will be set from April 1st, 1337, to December 31st, New Year's Eve, 1836. So that is a pretty wide swath. That is basically 500 years. What can you do from 1337 into 1836? And of course, the 30 Years' War is in there. If you talk about the Holy Roman Empire, and you talk about that horrific struggle as well, the whole Catholic Protestant thing that went on, it's a grand strategy game. Grand strategy game, or a GSG. As we like to say. All right, we'll get into some of the other new releases, but I just wanted to make you aware that Europa Universalis, this is going to be a very, very big deal. There's also another. I was talking earlier about Michael Myers. There's also a new game that's being developed called 1711 Ireland, A Witch's Fate. And this is being launched at Studio Ulster. Ulster, of course, or as we call it, Northern Ireland. And this is from the studio that's in conjunction with Ulster University as well. And there was a infamous set of witch trials in 1711 that happened in County Antrim, and it's a gruesome tale of fear, horror, injustice, and of course alleged witchcraft. And by the way, if you're wondering about Northern Ireland, they boast about 40 video game companies right now, and it just shows the boom of video games, where it used to just be really the United States and Japan, and more than 50% was basically here in Northern California, Silicon Valley. And then we thought, oh, Ubisoft, you know, or Ubisoft. No, Ubisoft, Ubisoft. Other companies over the world, they started farming things out. And then you had video game companies in London and Paris, and then Hungary, and then Poland. And so, why would Northern Ireland be any different? But this is what they call Island McGee. Island McGee, which is one word. And, of course, the whole witch thing was in that 18th century was pretty much on fire. And the trial took place at a place called Carrickfergus Courthouse, when 8 Presbyterian women and a mound were found guilty of performing witchcraft against a young woman named Mary Dunbar. She had been accused of them bewitching and tormenting her.
So the eight women were convicted under the 1586 Irish Witchcraft Act and sent into 1 year's imprisonment and four stints in the pillory. The pillory, as we would call the stockade, as you put your hands and your head through. The man, William Seller, was executed. So they're making a video game about that. So what does the game involve? Well, because I kind of told you what happens. Well, the game involves a 18th century detective, or back then we just say investigator, travels around locations connected to the witch accusations. And you can change the course of events. It is a first-person game. And the company says sometimes you might be in the shoes of an accuser. Sometimes you're the accused, so you're very much left to your own devices and to make up your own mind. The game is historically accurate from the architecture of the buildings to the costume to the characters. They say, quote, you either believe some of the supernatural happenings that are said to have happened or you don't, and the world kind of changes as you move through the game. It's called a witch's fate, where you decide if the witches are innocent or guilty, and of course that has consequences, as you might imagine. So like I said, you know, wherever it's sort of like entertainers, singers, comedians, musicians. If you're good, we'll find you. And this looks pretty cool from Studio Ulster, 1711 Ireland, A Witch's Fate. Keep your eye out for it. All right, let's get to those new releases as I was talking about. My Sims is a new game on your phones, Android and Google, or Google, what is it, Android. Also, My Sims Kingdom. These are 2025 remakes. Age of Empires 4, Dynasties of the East. This is PC, Xbox Series X, and S, PS5. Devil Jam, PC, 5XS, Switch. Tavern Keeper, the PC. 1,000 times Resist, that's X and S and 5. A pinball game that makes you mad on the PC. Age of Empires 4, PS5. Beyond the Grove. I wonder if Age of Empires 4 is like, I really, we're coming out the same day as Europa Universalis 4. But we also have coming out on Tuesday, Football Manager 26. And this will be on your phone, and it will be on your Mac, PC, 5, and X and S. And also Xbox One. Also, Football Manager 26 Touch will be on your phones if you want to do it like that. Let's Sing 2026. That's on the Switch 1 and 2. And that's also on the XS and the PS5. Master Lemon, The Quest for Iceland on the PC. News Tower, PC. Satisfactory. This is a space-building game, XS5. Toca Boca Junior Classics for your phone. Biped 2 on everything. That's 4, 5, XS, 1, Switch, PC. Bloodgrounds, PC. Cairn, 5, and PC. Dinkum. This is a very me-looking game, so of course that's the Switch. Dog Witch, PC, and Mac. Foolish Mortals on the PC, Nature, PC, Mac, Sonic Rumble, PC, and your phones. Strange Seed on the PC, The Fable, Manga, Build, Roguelike, that is on the PC. And finally, Dino Cop is also on the PC as well. I'm Rick Tuttle, we'll take a quick break and come on back for the cheat code.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet, protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, closing out the video game review in the customary style of a cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. I have one here from The Streamer. Is that your Christian name? The Streamer says, Rick, how do I unlock all the songs in Rock Band on my 360? I loved Guitar Hero. I also love Rock Band. There were some really cool parties back in the day. I remember going to the Rocket Room out in West Portal here in San Francisco and hitting that thing and going through a real amp. It was awesome. The two things that suck about those games is that you don't get every song right when you start. You got to earn them. So this not only works for the 360, it also works for the PS3 and the Wii for Rock Band. Go to the title screen and go red, yellow, blue, red, blue, red, yellow, blue. Now, you won't be able to save your game, but you'll have access to all the songs. Once again, I'll email this to you as well, but go to the title screen on Rock Band on the PS3, the Xbox 360, and the Wii. Go red, yellow, blue,
red, blue, blue, red, yellow, blue, the buttons on your frets, and you will not fret because we'll have all the songs. Thank you for tuning into the Video Game Review. We'll come back and do it again next week. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you next time on VGR.